Blog Talk Radio.
I won't let There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the stories of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife? But she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can't imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
the pain turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you ought to fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
She told us, she said, "Before I take it back, I'll add more
stuff. What about those Hebrew boys? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When the king said, better bow down before that image that day. Yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eyes. With no fear in their hearts, I can hear them say,
I won't let nothing turn me around.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. See, there's one thing I know. Sometimes we gotta call through the fire, but it's good to know Jesus will be right there by your side. I'm not gonna let nothing, no.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep moving, and I'll never turn around. I'm determined, I've got a made up mind, I'm gonna get my crown. She told her, she said, "I won't let nothing, no.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is March 15th, and March is moving on out of here, 2023. And we're just so glad that you have tuned in for this morning. And we do want you to know that we hear you, Sister Janet Graham and Sister Pam and all of those, Sister Brenda, wherever you might be in Savannah, Detroit, right here in Atlanta, Georgia. I just want you to know that we do hear you and we do support you in every way that we possibly can. You're always, always in our prayers. Hope that you and your children that are in school, well, some of them on spring break right now, that in school, Sister Jane and others who are working, you have new jobs, you're in supervision, and sometimes that can get just a little bit different. That can get just a little bit different, and so we pray not only for daily strength, and for God to lead us daily, because some of those situations we have, we take them home with us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then when it comes around to Sunday, we hope that you have a peace of mind that you can just focus on God, that you can focus on God, because I know Sundays, you're getting ready to go back to work on Monday, and you're already thinking about who you're going to have some confrontation with or who you got to meet or things that sort. But if you can, this Lord's Day, change your schedule just a little bit and focus on God and then let God focus on you. And so we're just always mindful of that, even though we don't get a chance sometimes to give you an opportunity to do a prayer request, something of that sort, but you're not going unnoticed, and we want you to know, that. So today is March the 15th, as I mentioned before, and right here in Riverdale, it is 31 degrees. Yesterday was 28 degrees in March. It's just 31. It's very, very, very cold, very windy here in our city today. And I know most of you think, boy, this is just a miserable day and it's so cold. And I just can't wait for summer to get here. Well, I already know what kind of excuses you got for summer, but I ain't going to go into that right now. But today, just put you on a heavy coat. Don't put your coats up yet. Don't put your coats and your gloves and everything up and your hat up. Put on your good coat and a good hat. And put them thick socks on that you normally put on and just go on out there in it and be thankful, be grateful that this particular weather is killing some of those little bugs and things that sort of pests around the house this time of year. And so I want you to take the Bible
and take this day personal. Take this as a personal day, not the 50 people that you got to supervise. And you already got your children off, as they should be already on the way to school now. And if I want you to just take this day as personal, as you will see in the book of Psalm 23, that the Lord is my shepherd. Try to blot everybody else out. I know that's difficult because you got them to, what is this? This Wednesday. You got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to deal with the public and to deal with the people that's around you. But every once in a while, steal away. Matter of fact, that's what this moment is about. That's what this 15 minutes is about, is for you to focus and what happens when you read the Bible and when you focus, it helps you change your whole perspective of the day. That's what it's supposed to do. And so I want you to take this personal. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, thy cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house with the Lord forever. But verse number 5, if you go back and read that particular passage, it says that God is not going to leave us. He's always with us. As a matter of fact, that passage says, thou prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Today, God is going to make you do what it do, even in the presence of those who maybe oppose you, even those who are trying to get your supervisor's job, even those who walk by your desk and looking different today. Notice what that pastor says in verse number 5. You may have missed that. You may have missed that. He says that he's going to prepare the table and bless you and everything right in front of your enemies. That's what he's going to do. And so that's what you need to understand today, is that God is not, he's not left you. He's not going to leave you. So take this as a personal bet. Now, another song I want you to listen to is, it says, each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can. When you're singing those songs this morning, I want you to think about them some, because now this is very personal. This is very personal. To be a child of God each day, my light must shine along the way. I'll sing his praise while I'm able to go and strive to help some troubled soul. See how personal that song is? He said, the only life that will endure is one that's time, good, and pure. And so for God, I'll take my stand. Each day I'll lend a helping hand. Boy, if that's not a personal song, that's, even though you're sitting in the congregation and you've got 200 people around you, this song separates you from all everybody else in there, everybody else in the house. And then he said, I'll help someone in time of need and journey on with rapid speed. I'll help the sick, the poor, and the weak, and the world with kindness. He says, and I'll speak. He says, while going down life's weary road, I'll try to lift some traveler's load. I'll try to turn the night to day, and I'll make flowers bloom along the way. If that's not personal, if that's what you're going to try to do, listen to what he says. When he's going down life's weary road, this is not going to be an easy road to go down, but he says you got to go down. And he says, while I'm going down that road, he says, I'm going to try to lift. You can't lift everybody. Boy, I have found that out. I have found it out that sometimes we get ourselves in a situation where we say, oh, they need our help, and I need to try to help bring them out of something. There are a lot of people who don't want to be brought out of nothing. Think about it. Sometimes Christians want to be in people's way that you all might be in their way. Sometimes we look at people from a perspective that ain't their perspective. And I know sometimes when you're going down the street and everything, and you think, well, I need to help this person. I need to help this. That person don't want no help. And most times they don't need no help. And then what we do is we burn a lot of oil, we spend a lot of energy, we spend a lot of time on helping people who don't want to be helped, who sometimes can't be helped, and who need another level of help. That's what we need to say. You know, when you become a member of the Church of Christ, let me just throw this out here, and I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but you don't become no psychologist. You don't become no psychiatrist. You don't get no license to be in mental health. And I think that that's what most Christians get in trouble in dealing with other people is that the level that person needs to be dealt with, we don't have the education for that. We don't have the skill for that. And so that's why you keep getting hurt with people who call you and people you try to give a handout to, and you think, oh yeah, I'm gonna make this my mission to help this particular person. You're not qualified to do that. You need to stay in the lane And I know this is hurtful. This is hurtful. But this, along the line, this is what I have discovered over the years, is that as a minister in the church, sometimes you try to take on a project. I use it as a project. You try to take on a situation, a project, and you see somebody in church and you say, oh, ain't nobody talking to them. So I just need to find out what's going on with. No, don't find out. Leave them alone. You're not qualified. You're not a psychiatrist. You don't have the stick. You don't have, listen to me, some of the people that you meet sometime on the street who ask for handouts, you don't have the skills to deal with them. I'm trying to tell you before you get too hurt, if you ain't already been hurt, you don't have skills. I've been in maintenance work and things that sort, and I used to go to Home Depot and pick up people and things that sort, and you try to help some people through the day and everything. Listen to me, you're not smart enough. You don't have street skills. I got to put it that way. You don't have street skills enough to deal with that situation. So be kind and be courteous, but stay in your lane, because you're not smart enough to outsmart them. That's all I know. And then he said, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Our salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. He says, perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture burst in my sight. He said, angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers above. He said, perfect commission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, and happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness and lost in his love. But then what he says here, he says, this is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, and this is my song. He said, praising my Savior all the day long. You got a story. You got a story of some sort. And some of my hurtful stories. So some stories you don't even want to try to remember. That you won't remember. But as Christians, when you become a member of the Church of Christ, and sometimes you can be in there 20 or 30 years, you still have not acquired the skills that it takes for to help some people, to move some people from one point to the next to another point. And sometimes we take on those projects. And you need to be careful to do. And then finally he says, I am resolved, no longer to linger, charmed by this world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are noble, these have allured my sight. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sins and my strife. He is the true one. He is the just one. He has the words of life. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day, with that person that this is, faithful and true each day. He going to say it and do what he will. He is the living way. He finally says, I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving my path of sin. Friends, listen to this. How person is here. Friends may oppose me. Foes may beset me. But still, will I enter in? Be personal today. Take this day serious. And try to let God move you and you move in God. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for Janice Graham and thank you for Pam and all, Brenda and all who are on the call today. We hear you. We want you to know that we support you in every way that we possibly can. Jesus loved you. He died for you. And he's coming again. And if you can, try to have a super duper week.